wearing the royal blue E-Town jerseys. E-Town listed on the front in yellow with a light blue trim on the numbers and white pants. That's your nice longer performing arts center. Uniform report. Defensive alignment. Four-yard fly boy's a catcher. The guy who hit a home run to dead center yesterday. 415 feet. Cameron Laliberte at catcher. Over at first base is Aiden Kennedy. Second base, Will Brown back in the line for the second straight day after missing almost a month of an injury. Shortstop, Dub Gleed, he's back in the lineup. Third base is Jack O'Reilly, and left to right in the outfield, left field, Jordan Hamburg, center field, Miles Smith, right field, Andrew Pinkston. And Pinkston will actually lead off today, batting-wise, so. It's Brendan Jones steps in, and the top four batters in this lineup yesterday absolutely destroyed the Fly Boys. And Jones went 3-for-5 with 4 runs scored and RBI. Batting 302 on the season now is Jones. And Wall gets set with fire. First pitch in there for a strike on the corner, 0-1. First pitch at 7:01 p.m. Starting a little bit late, but we're glad to have you here on a cloudy day now as clouds have moved in to Pioneer Park. Here's the 0-1. That one gets the corner, strikes on again, 0-2 quickly. Was a sunny day for most of the day. Clouds have recently rolled in. Had some rain to the north of us near Johnson City. Hopefully it stays to the north for the entire night. The 0-2 to Brendan Jones as Wall gets set, and he fires. That one misses. Breaking ball outside, 1-2. Finn Wall from UC Irvine, one of 3 anteaters on the field right now. His teammates Doug Lee at short, Miles Smith at center field. Here's the 1-2, hit sky high toward right field. Kennedy's going to look for it. Now Will Brown's going to call him off, and he finds it. And that's a sigh of relief if you're a Flyboy fan, because you had a couple of plays like that last night that did not go your way. And luckily, Will Brown able to grab that pop fly and get the out one away. Well, here comes Avery Owusu-Aseyedu, and talk about a tank. There was one game earlier this year. He had 2 hits, but every single ball he hit went toward the wall. And if the wall was only 399 feet away in center field, as he looks at the first pitch ball, 1-0, would have been a home run at dead center at Pioneer Park. Shamar Dahl had to catch it at the warning track, literally at the wall, to make the out. The 1-0 to Owusu-Aseyedu hits it towards center field. Miles Smith's going to run over, gets a late jump, and can't get there in time. That was a little bit of a late jump by Smith, and Owusu-Aseyedu gets another single. And that's the first hit of the ball game for the Elizabethton River Riders with one away. The top of the first inning for Harrison Rogers, and Rogers came a home run short of the cycle last night. A triple, pair of singles and a double. Also scored 3 runs at 2 RBI. So Rogers having a solid day last night and looks to bring home Owusu-Aseyedu. That one's ripped toward right field. Over the head of Will Brown. Would have been a great play. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet as that one just bloops over the head of Will Brown. And back-to-back singles on 2 straight pitches. And there's already 2 hits for the River Riders here in the top of the first inning. And, of course, you have Isaac Williams now stepping up, and he went just 2-for-5 last night, but reached on an error and had 2 and was responsible for bringing in 4 runs. So Williams will step in, runs at first and second, and 1 out. Wall gets set. Check back. Here's the pitch, and that one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. So 0-1 with 1 out, Isaac Williams. As runners at first and second, ground ball will be clutch for Finn Wall here to get out of the first inning unscathed as the clouds keep rolling in. Wind's picking up a little bit, blowing out toward right field a little bit, right center. Wall fires 0-1 in the dirt, 1-1. Seeing a lot of Laliberte at catcher. He played first base yesterday for the first time this season. He has some struggles, for sure, but out kind of necessity, some injuries, and some. Need to get some guys some rest. Berte had to fill in at times. Didn't make a great play on a play from Jack O'Reilly to haul in a ball to make an out earlier yesterday. The 1-1 with one out. Well, outside, 2-1. Isaac Williams has been very good here at Pioneer Park as well, just able to bring in a bunch of runs before. And batting .333 on the season with a .427 on base percentage, so he's a hard out to get for sure. For Elizabethan. Here's the 2-1 coming from Finn Wall. He checks on the runner at second, Nwusu Asayadu. That one's hit sky high in the air. Brown's going to look for it. Now gets called off. Nope, Brown's going to hang with it and makes the out, and there's two away. So Will Brown has been solid there. And there's two outs, and as Brennan Orff normally wears number 18, is wearing number 26 today, so that's interesting. So he has a different jersey on than normal. Pinch hit yesterday that Orff, as that one breaks in there for a strike, 0-1. Shouldn't see why. Well, Orff's a different jersey. Of course, Brock Daniels earlier in the year forgot his jersey. Trip to Johnson City, had to wear Jermaine Curtis's jersey, and Jermaine Curtis a lot larger in height than Brock Daniels, so kind of swallowed him up. Brock Daniels did hit a home run that game. 0-1. That one misses, and the ball, 1-1. Orff last night pinch hit, but didn't get on base at all. Pardon me. Orff last night came in, went 0-for-2, but did have a drew a walk and struck out. Here's a 2-1-1 pitch thrown back toward Dub Gleed to pick off Owusu Asayadu, and that was a great stop by Gleed. Owusu Asayadu gets back in the second in plenty of time. 1-1 count to Brennan Orff. Wall will get set, looks, fires. That one misses low, now 2-1. Two and one to Orff. Drew a walk yesterday, trying to get the bases loaded with two outs for the River Riders. No score here in the top of the first inning. Wall a little bit more deliberate than most of the pitchers you see for the Fly Boys. 2-1. That one's hit over toward Brown. Picks it up, fires the first, and that ends the inning. So what can Brown do for you? Well, he can get all three outs in one inning. As Will Brown responsible for all of the outs in the top of the first inning and holds the River Riders off the board. We head to the bottom of the first. Can the Fly Boys get their bats going? Return the Fly Boys. Broadcasting Network.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery. Game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
River Riders will turn to Sean Hollister to start this contest for Elizabethton, looking for the sweep over the Fly Boys in this two-game set. It'll be the first time a sweep has happened in any team in this series this season. I'll give you numbers on Hollister. Hollister this season has thrown 8 innings, given up 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 of those earned. Hit 2 batters, walked 9, struck out 4. 5.63 batting at 5.63 ERA, pardon me, against Greenville back on June 30th. Hollister kind of got rocked a bit, went 4 innings, got 3 hits, 3 runs, walked 3 and walked and struck out just 1. So, let's see what we can do here. That was the 6-4 come from behind win for the Fly Boys here at Pioneer Park. As Andrew Pinkston will lead off, and first time Andrew Pinkston's been in the leadoff spot, got his first hit of the season at Burlington on Saturday. Is we'll wait and see before stepping in the dugout and clear off the bullpen. Pinkston will now step in. Has a .400 on base percentage, though. And to draw a couple of walks. First pitch from Hollister is low for ball 1-0. Pinkston looking to get another hit as he works in quickly to step into the box. The 1-0. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. Clouds again rolling in. So, and there's some rain in north of us. Hopefully that can hold off for at least 5 innings and call this a complete game. Here's the 1-1. That one's ripped right toward the first baseman. Then you have to move that Brennan Orth makes the catch, 1-away. That was solidly hit, but went right into Orff's glove. He makes the catch. Defensive alignment for the River Riders at catcher, Connor Price. Brennan Orth at first base. Second base, Peyton Basler. Shortstop is Harrison Rogers. Third base is Brody Green, left to right. In the outfield, left field is Isaac Williams. Center field, Brendan Jones. Right field, Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Cameron Laliberte steps in. 2-run blast to dead center field. Last night, it's back 419 on the year. Fouls that one off. 0-1. Laliberte's had 2 home runs this weekend. So despite the struggles by the Fly Boys, he has hit 2 home runs in 3 games. It's the 0-1 to Laliberte. Breaking ball misses high. It's 1-1. Laliberte batting 419 on the year, like we said. 1242 OPS. It's been phenomenal this season. On base percentage of .500 as well. 1-1 Laliberte. Another breaking ball this time. Hollister, cannot find it that time. That one just missed. Probably found the edge of the strike zone that Hollister, but home plate umpire Justice Spadelli says no. It's 2-1 pitch to Laliberte, 1 out, bottom of the first, and that time he finds it. It's a 3 straight breaking balls from Hollister. Finally finds the strike zone there, and now 2-2 to Laliberte, 1 out. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Hollister to Laliberte. Breaking ball again, goes down the third base line, just gets past the diving third baseman Green. Rounding first is Laliberte. He's going for 2, and he'll jog in the second base. That's a 1-out double for Cameron Laliberte. Well, that one went just down the third base line. Laliberte is able to get toward second base, and now chance for Miles Smith to possibly trade places with him. Miles Smith. This season is batting .315 of the year and .939 OPS. And normally in the leadoff spot, but not today. So let's see what he can do batting third in this lineup. First pitch from Hollister, missed outside, 1-0. Smith in his first at-bat of his Appy League career hit a home run to dead center field against Princeton a couple weeks ago. He has hit 3 so far this year. 1-0. That one's This is low and 2-0. Ferte at second base. Smith steps in. 2-0 count of one out. In the bottom of the first, no score yet. Allen's off the end of the back. That's going to be a tough play for Williams, but it hangs in the air long enough. And he makes the catch, and there's two outs. That was going to be a tough play for Williams. Able to run over there and get it. There's now two outs, and the clouds still rolling in. It is now pretty overcast, so hopefully this weather holds off. There's a chance it could start in about an hour and a half or so. So hopefully, if it does start, it doesn't impact this game too much. But we'll keep you up to date with that. Two outs in the bottom of the first inning for Jack O'Reilly. It's the Villanova Wildcat steps in, playing at third base today and has runner in scoring position in Lala Berte. They'd love to trade places with him. First pitch gets in there for a strike on the corner, 0-1. Last night, Lala Berte went 1-for-4 of a run scored and drew a walk. That one gets down, and Bryce able to block it, now 1-1. Riley will step in, 1-1 with two outs. Lala Berte at second after his one-out double. Lala was looking to take an early lead, 1-1. That one's chopped over to third, picked up by Green. He fires and will make the play. So a one-out double for Lala Berte, but the Fly Boys can't bring him home. We head to the second inning. Still no score in the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh. Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
No scores. We move to the top of the second inning here in Greenville. Let's look around the rest of the Appy League. Already some offense going on in all the other games that are playing right now. Princeton up 2-0 on Danville in the bottom of the first. Burlington up 1-0 on Kingsport in the bottom of the first. Looking to reverse the fortune that they had last night getting shut out, 7-0. And Johnson City up on Bristol, 3-0 in the top of the first. So already got some teams with some high-scoring games. Pulaski and Bluefield are currently, I believe, in a weather delay. No start there as initiated on the Appy League stats website. No score here as we head to the top of the second inning. The umpire, I think, is asking for the lights to get turned on because it's getting kind of dark here. And as the clouds move in, the lights are slowly starting to turn on here. Again, clouds just moved in early out of nowhere. It was sunny all day long as Brody Green steps in. First pitch is gets in there for a strike, 0-1. It was sunny all afternoon until just right before game started. And again, there's some rain to the north of us. Hopefully it stays away. 0-1. Hit up the middle off the leg of Wall. Wall run over, picks up the ball, fires the first, and in time. Good play by Finn Wall. That one wasn't hit as hard as some of those comebackers you saw last night toward the Elizabethan pitchers. But Wall's able to keep his balance, picks up the ball, fires at the first base to Canada, and gets the out, one away in top of the second for Connor Price. Price was the catcher last night, took some of his beatings, but fairly, or pardon me, that was Caden Phillips last night. He looks at the first pitch, strike 0-1. Caden Phillips took a little bit of a beating back on the plate. So Connor Price looking to hopefully stave off that. Batting 147 on the year, 275 on base percentage. That one almost clips him. So as I say that, Connor Price almost gets plunked. Gets out of the way, 1-1. So lights already coming on at Pioneer Park, and it's just 7:20 p.m. You know, it was a beautiful day as weather moves in. That one misses outside, a breaking ball. It's now 2-1. Price will step back in. Wall gets the sign. Shakes the first one off from La Verte. Now gets set and fire. That one misses just high. Now 3-1. Wall works a lot more deliberately than most of these flyboy pitchers. And like I said, his teammate David Vizcaino, who's with the Flyboys for a brief period of time, also did that as well. So I don't know if that's a UC Irvine thing or what. 3-1. Was in the dirt, and that's the walk. First walk of the night as Connor Price reaches on a one-out walk. As Reagan Guffrey steps in. Guffrey to DH tonight out of Regis University. Batting 136 on the year, a 321 on base percentage. And looks to get the first run across in this ball game. Every single game in the Athlete that's playing right now has had at least one run scored in it. Except for this one. Bluefield Pulaski in the rain delay. Breaking ball misses high, 1-0. So a little bit of control issues from Wall right now. And on deck is Peyton Basler, who was phenomenal last night. He's a great defensive player and finally starting to break through with the bat here in the second half of the Appy League season. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Guffrey. That one's hit foul toward the dugout of the Flyboys. And I believe it was Shane Tucker. Couldn't quite grab that one. A little disappointed in himself. The bat boy flips it up to him, and Tucker kind of gives him a smug grin like, okay then. He's messing with each other a little bit. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Guffrey with one out. That one's fouled off toward the concourse. We'll get into the concourse. Drops down behind some fans. And, hey, nice catch off the hop by a fan toward the top. And he'll hand it off to the little girl behind him. So she gets a souvenir, a little boy behind him. And gets a souvenir ball for the Troubles. What a play. 1-2 of one out on to Guffrey. Run at first in Price after drawing a one-out walk. Fires back to first almost in time. And that was a little bit closer than I think. A lot of people thought it would be there. Jack Liberio picked off two runners last night and has picked off four this season. It's the only pitcher that has picked off a runner on the base pass for the Flyboys this year. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit high. They're going to hang up. Smith's going to run in to shallow right field and makes the grab. And there's two away. So fly out to Smith, and now here comes Peyton Basler. And Basler last night was also phenomenal. Well, just 1-for-4, but drew a walk and scored three times. Was also hit by a pitch as well. So whenever he got on base, Basler was able to come around and score. Fortunately, he did strike out three times in last night's contest. Basler gets set. Two-out pitch coming from Wall. Wall's going to fire back to first in time. What a play! Wall guns out. Price at first base. That's the third River Rider to get picked off in this series, and that ends the second inning. What a play by Finn Wall connecting with Aiden Cannaday to get the out. So, River Riders can't score. Flyboys look to get on the board first. We get to the bottom of the second inning on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
So Finn Wall picks off the runner over at first base to end the inning, and the Fly Boys keep Elizabethan off the scoreboard. Here in a scoreless ball game. At Pioneer Park so far. Glad to have you with us here. And the clouds have cleared out a little bit now, so it's still overcast. Now looking at the weather forecast, that still says about an hour out. Some possible precipitation. Zayden Canaday will step in. Canaday last night was phenomenal. Went 3-for-4 of a run scored and 2 RBIs. That one misses for a ball, 1-0. Canaday playing left field now. So pardon me, was probably playing first base today after playing left field last night. Connected with Wall to get that pickoff last time on defense. That's a called strike up near the belt of Canadians. 1-1. A little bit wider of a strike zone than Jacob Kiefauver, who stands over at first base. It's 1-1. That one's ripped down the line, but will go foul toward the bullpen of Elizabethan, 1-2. Canada's got his average back up to 270. He's a guy that's moved all around the field on defense. He's played first base, left field. He's been a DH at times. Playing first base, but looks to get more consistent with the bat. Did so last night for sure. 1-2. Swing, and no, actually that was low. I thought, can't think of all about swinging at it, but held the bat on his shoulder. Misses low, 2-2. It's a good pitch from Hollister. Couldn't get the call, and can't they just wasn't biting. Here's your 2-2 pitch. Allen's hit softly over to Basler. Picks it up, fires the first. There is one away. We've seen Basler make some pretty crazy plays against the Fly Bullies, but calmly made that one as Dub Gleed now steps in. Gleed steps in, did not play yesterday, had a home run up at Bluefield, second of the year. Breaking ball, gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Gleed batting now with 206 on the season with 8 RBI from UC Irvine. That one misses outside 2-0. Playing shortstop, so giving Diaz a break. Diaz, unfortunately, has had a couple of errors as of late. So maybe just to give him a day off to kind of reset mentally. That one's hit on a line down the third base line, because foul again. 1-2. So some good hits, or some well-hit balls, excuse me, by the Fly Boys, but this goes to the left every single time, and saw one can they had like that and just couldn't stay fair. The 1-2. That one misses high, 2-2. As a Laliberte is the only hit of the night so far for the Fly Boys. That double hit down the third base line. So Fly Boys been able to pull it down the third base line, but a couple have just gone foul. One by Laliberte just stay fair. Green couldn't get to it in time. 2-2 pitch. Well outside, and now the count runs full. And I believe this is the first time the count's been full for a batter today for either side. Glee will step in. Here's the payoff pitch. So long balls from Hollister, and now time's going to get called. Catcher Price. No score here in the bottom of the second, one out. Bottom of the second, one out. Pardon me. Gleed will step in. Payoff pitch from Hollister. That one's hit high into the air. Running over is Williams toward foul territory. Can't get there. It bounced off the top of the bullpen. The lead stays alive. Would have been another tough play for Williams to make. Didn't make one against Miles Smith last inning, but bounced off the top of the bullpen and goes out of play. It's a 3-2 pitch to lead. That one misses just high. And that's the first walk issued by Hollister today, and Gleed reaches on a one-out walk. So I bring up Avery Collins. He'll step in. Collins came in as a pinch hitter last night. Collins went 0-for-2 of a strikeout. Get off the schneid here. Possibly bring home the first run of the day with Gleed staying at first base. Pitch to Collins, hit off the end of the bat, high into the air. Williams is going to run all the way in, shallow left field, and there's two away. That'll bring up Jordan Hamburg now, and not a whole lot on Hamburg. Hasn't batted a lot this season. Hasn't recorded a hit yet, has Hamburg. This season, now playing left field today, but has a 400 OPS. First pitch to him is high, 1-0. First appearance at the plate came when Saborn Campbell was plunked in the hand back on June 30th. Right back to first, that one gets away. That's going to be an error on Elizabethton, and it goes off the dirt and advancing 90 feet is Gleed. So error on Hollister there. It's allowed a runner to get in the scoring position for Jordan Hamburg. See if he can bring him home. So 1-0 that misses outside 2-0. Three errors last night by the Fly Boys and some mental defensive mistakes and some pitching woes cost them the game. Can't have Elizabethton. It's not one to have that happen to them here. The 2-0. That one, breaking ball gets in there for a strike. Late strike call. Justice Spinelli. And I thought that one got in there for sure, but that was a little bit delayed of a call. So 2-1 now. Coming to Hamburg with two outs. Gleed over at second. Breaking ball misses outside. 3-1. And now Hollister in danger of walking his second batter of the inning. So Gleed reached first, reached second on the throwing error of I. Hollister throw back to second, and that one almost hit Gleed if Hollister wouldn't have adjusted the last minute. So he threw it back to the shortstop, Rogers. And good thing he did, because if he wouldn't have changed his motion, that ball would fly into the outfield, and Gleed would be at least on third base. Possibly scoring. 3-1 to Hamburg. Hamburg fouls that one off. Count runs full. Count full with two outs to Jordan Hamburg. Gleed at second base for the error by Hollister. Can he get out of this inning unscathed? Give it a scoreless ball game. Here's payoff pitch. And I'm just going to check back on Gleed and steps off. If Hamburg gets on, you have Will Brown, who's up on deck, making his second straight start after missing almost a month due to an injury. Hollister checks on Gleed at second. Fires. That one finds the corner of the strike zone. Hamburg can't believe the call. Hollister finds the edge, gets the strikeout, and ends the inning. So, clutch strikeout by Hollister, and strands the runner at second base. We've played two. Head to the top of the third inning. Fly Boys and River Riders still scoreless here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Here in the top of the third inning, as a scoreless ball game, Flyboys have had a pair of runners get into scoring position and have not been able to bring them home this evening. So, as we get ready for the top of the third inning, we have the scoreless ball game, and Peyton Basler steps in. He was up to bat last inning, but his teammate Price was picked off at first base to end the first inning on a great move by Finn Wall to connect with Aiden Canaday. So no score here in the top of the third inning. Spazler steps in first, well, not the first time tonight, but first official at bat tonight. Now he's for a strike 0-1. Spazler went 1-for-4 with 3 runs scored. Last night, here's the 0-1 to Basler, swinging a miss, 0-2. The problem was Basler, the 3 times he didn't reach, he struck out all 3 times. So if he can get more consistent with the bat, you feel like Basler could definitely get drafted. As a great defensive player, just has to get some more consistency, but he's found that here in the second half of the Appy League season. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming, and Basler's going to call time after Wall takes a good amount of time to get set. It was the 0-2 from Wall. Well outside, and Basler holds off the Rick Vaughn-esque pitch there. Salaberry had to dive out to grab that one. Luckily, no one was on base because it would have been a chance for the River Riders to get into scoring position themselves. Good crowd here at Pioneer Park enjoying tonight's ball game and some cooler weather than usual. Actually, a breeze here at Pioneer Park as Basler's going to call time again. Wall takes a long time between pitches. Wall's kind of laughing a little bit with Oliverte. He'll get set now. 1-2. Now no waiting around for Wall. Fires, and that one misses outside. 2-2. Top of the order coming back up in Jones. If, no matter what happens to Basler this inning. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a strike 3. Wall with his first strikeout of the ball game, and there's one away here in the top of the third inning for Brendan Jones. Jones popped up the second, his last time up. Let's pitch to Jones. That one's ripped on the line toward Pinkston. Pinkston cannot quite get there in time, and there's a first pitch he sees. Jones gets a single. It's on base. That was right toward Pinkston, but it was a little bit of a weird or late delay from Pinkston. He would have to lay it out for it. Decided not to, to hold off extra bases. And he holds that off there as Avery Owusu-Asiedu has a single today already. Steps in. That was on the first pitch he saw. And already the top 3 batters have all recorded a hit. For the River Riders, first pitch, what's to say? He doesn't swing at it. It's 0-1. One out here in the top of the third inning. No score. Between the River Riders and the Flyboys. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Wall to Wusuasiadu. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-2. See if Wusuasiedu can get on base again. He has torched the Flyboys at times this season. He's making .355 on the year now. 0-2 in the dirt, blocked by Oliverte, and it's 1-2. Wusuasiedu was very impressive at that Appy League Pro Day last week and had a lot of scouts coming up to him, and he's just a young guy. He's only 19 years old. SIU Edwardsville. So the 1-2 pitch, going to fire back to first, and back in plenty of time is Jones. Jones has stolen some bases against the Fly Boys. In fact, last night, he stole once last night. So 1-2, that's fouled off by Uso Asayadu, and now play 1-2. Taking a long break over at first, a long lead over at first is Jones. The 1-2 to Uso Asayadu, fouled off toward the dugout, gets over the head of everybody. Hey, a nice little snag. Ty Peters in the dugout. Bounced off the ricochet off the top of the dugout and really kind of saves himself there. Here's the 1-2 of Uso Asayadu. Jones over at first base after a one-out single. Still no score. And this one, the 1-2. Fires and just misses long. Throw back to first. Jones was almost caught napping there. But luckily, Canada, that throw was a little bit offline as Canada, I think, was caught napping as well. And on Liberte. I think everyone at first base, including the first baseman, was not ready for that one. Luckily, it doesn't harm either side. 2-2 pitch coming to Uso Asayadu. Swing and a miss. Strike for three. Gets the strikeout to his wall, and there's two away. Second strikeout of the inning. And a chance to get out of this one unscathed as Harrison Rogers comes in. Rogers last night getting a home run short of the cycle last night and already has a single today. Rogers steps in with a runner at first base and two away. Top of the third inning. Fires that one. Misses low from wall. 1-0. Now we're seeing rain not possible till about 10 o'clock. So hopefully we can get five innings in by then. Since 7:42. We have different models there. You gotta never know what's going to happen to the weather in East Tennessee. But 1-0. That was in the dirt. Now 2-0 from wall. Jones isn't really taking too many big leads over at first. Would be surprised if he tried to steal with two outs. But Laliberte has only gunned out one runner this season compared to Canyon Brown, who's gunned out six. So maybe the map is in your favor here. If you're Jones, 2-0 with two outs. Coming to Rogers. Fires. That one breaking ball finds the corner. Strikes on 2-1. Rogers already a single today. He's looking to continue his hot hitting against the Fly Boys after coming a home run short of the cycle last night. 2-1, fires back to first, and I was going to skip away from Canada. And Jones is going to get the second base. He's going to trolley trap for three. He will. Rounding second base, goes toward third base. The throw's cut off, and that's a two-base error. So the second time tonight we've seen a pitcher commit an error throwing back to first. And now the lead run is 90 feet away for the River Riders. So that one got away from Canada over at first base on the throw from wall and bounced all the way toward the Flyboy bullpen. And now coming in at third base is Jones. And if Rogers, one good swing of the bat, can bring home the first run of the ball game. 2-1 count, two outs for Harrison Rogers. With Jones over at third base, 90 feet away from scoring the game's first run in the top of the third, 2-1. That one misses just outside. Now 3-1. If you throw it, 3-1 pitch coming to Harrison Rogers with two outs. 3-1 pitch. That one gets in there for a strike, and the count runs full. So Wall looking for his third strikeout of the inning to get out of a jam. Keep this a scoreless game for his Flyboys. Payoff pitch, two outs. Jones over at third base. Rogers steps in. Wall gets set and fires. That one's high. That's a walk. So a two-out walk. As Rogers will reach for the second time today after getting the single back in the first inning. And here comes Isaac Williams. Williams did fly out toward Will Brown his last time up. So that's two walks today for Wall and two strikeouts. Now runners at the corners with two outs for Williams. His shift is on toward the right in the outfield. Here's the pitch to Williams. Breaking ball hits high into the air. Pinkston's going to have to charge in. He'll call everyone off, makes the catch, and one pitch. Wall's able to get out of a jam. So still no score. After Wall gets out of the jam with runners on the corners, we head to the bottom of the third. Can the Flyboys get some offense going? We return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTM.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, to the bottom of the third inning, Flyboys and River Riders still scoreless here in this one. At Pioneer Park, after explosion of offense last night, both pitchers have kind of locked in and gotten out some tough jams. Been able to get the outs needed. So Will Brown last night made his first appearance in almost a month for the Flyboys. He steps in here to lead off the bottom of the third inning. Brown last night went 2-for-5 with an RBI and struck out twice. Unfortunately, he struck out to end the game as well. The 12-7 loss. So Brown steps in now. First pitch to Hoster is in there for a strike. From Hoster is in there for a strike, 0-1. Brown steps in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one breaks outside, and it's 1-1. One pitch coming. Hoster to Brown. Breaks away low, and it's 2-1. Pitch coming. To Brown, swinging a miss, 2-2. To Will Brown. Two pitch coming with nobody out. That one's hit soft. I'm going to say that it's fouled, actually. I mean, it's 2-2. Brown trying to stay alive here. Get his team on the board. Scoreless ball game in the bottom of the third. Just one hit so far for the Flyboys. This is low, and the count runs full. Hoster has walked one batter, struck out one, has allowed one hit in two innings of work. So it's been solid early in this one. Again, not just the one hit, but hasn't allowed any runs. Payoff pitch to Brown. Brown hits that one sky high to left field. It's going to hang in the air. Keeps going, going, going. It's off the wall. Rounding first is Brown. The throw to the second is cut off, and that's a leadoff double for Will Brown. That one had a chance to get out of here, but just kind of die at the wall. Second hit of the day for the Fly Boys. Andrew Pinkston steps in now atop the order. And Will Brown, second base. Second double today. Only two hits today for the Fly Boys. They've both been doubles. First pitch from Hoster. It's up for a ball, 1-0. Pinkston lined out the first base his last time up. Step in the 1-0. That one's hit over the head of the second baseman, Basler. Brown's going to round third. The throw to the plate is on the line in time and gone. And no, we're going to say Brown slides underneath the tag. An RBI single for Pinkston. And Brown scores. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Brown gets underneath the tag on a great throw from right field by Owusu Asiadu. But Brown slides underneath the tag. Comes in the score, and that's an RBI single for Pinkston, and it's a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys. That was a fantastic throw by Owusu Asiadu. Took one little hop, and maybe that was enough to let Brown come in, slide in, and score. Now a 1-0 lead. Laliberte steps in, as that one missed for a ball, 1-0. Owusu Asiadu is a great defensive player, and that was a heck of a throw. And testing Will Brown, who has been injured a bit this year, was very surprising for sure. And that was a bang-bang play. Brown gets underneath the tag and comes in the score, and now it's a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Off the RBI single by Pinkston. That's Pinkston's second hit of the season. Comes up clutch for sure for the Fly Boys. Now he stands at second base. 1-0 lead. Now Liberte steps in. Nobody out in the bottom of the third. Now we're going to check on Pinkston. And Pinkston's back in time as for the Basler. Not in time. That was a laser by Pinkston to the outfield. Very surprised again. It was a little soft one. That one's outside now, 2-0 to Laliberte. Laliberte has a double today, and if he can get last time he was in this situation against the River Riders, he had a two-run blast center field, 2-0. That one's chopped over toward Green, and it'll go foul. 2-1. That just went foul, similar to that last hit by Laliberte. This time it goes foul, luckily for the River Riders. Luckily for the Fly Boys, too, because that would probably have been a ground out, as Green was right there for it. So maybe not so lucky for the River Riders, because Laliberte's still batting. 3-1 count now. Coming to Cameron Laliberte. With nobody out here in the bottom of the third inning. Fly Boys up 1-0 after Andrew Pinkston's RBI single. RBI single. Now stands at second after advancing on the throw. That one's hit off the end of the bat. Going to be a tough play in center field by Jones. And he runs over, makes the catch on the run. Pinkston's going to tag up. Drive for third. That's a great throw on a line. Tagged out. What a throw. Brendan Jones. That's a phenomenal throw by Brendan Jones. So this time, that's a great throw to get the out. Coach West Stone doesn't agree with the call at all. But that's a heck of a throw on a line over toward Green at third. So this time, the defensive play coming up big for the River Riders. They get two outs on that one and get Pinkston out. So Pinkston tries to test the luck of the outfielders of the River Riders and doesn't go his way, and he is out at third base. It's a great throw by Jones. Looking at the replay as well. 1-0 to Smith, and yeah, that throw was on the line, and ooh, it was close, but by about half a step it looks like. Got the out, so that's a great throw from Jones to connect with Green. Get the out. Here's the 1-0. The Smith misses, 2-0. Smith flew out the left field his last time up on a Nice running catch by Isaac Williams. To a count with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys after Pinkston's RBI single. 2-0. And there for a strike right down the middle, 2-1. Smith thought I was a little high, but he's been called that consistently today. Has Justice Spinelli behind the plate. Hits 2-1 pitch. That one gets in there on the corner. Now 2-2. Deuces wild to Miles Smith. So Oster would love to respond on the strikeout for giving up the run earlier this inning and getting two outs. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming to Smith. Well, in the dirt. Now the count runs full. Don't want to let Smith get on with his speed. He, again, at one point had scored a run in nine straight ball games. Payoff pitch. Hit off the end of the bat right toward Jones. Jones takes about two steps over to the right, makes the catch. Inning over, but Andrew Pinkston, his first RBI of the season, RBI single, brings home a run, and the Fly Boys lead at 1-0. Head to the top of the fourth. Fly Boys, broadcasting network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Swartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Fly Boys up 1-0 after Andrew Pinkston's RBI single, and fans, Fly Boys will be at home back again on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And when you're at Pioneer Park, make sure to stop by the concession stand and get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm, the official hot dog of the Greenville Fly Boys. 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys here in the top of the fourth inning as Wall out for another inning of work. He'll face Brennan Orff. Grounded out to second base to end the first inning his last time up. So looking to get something going here on offense for the River Riders. Down 1-0. First pitch to Wall. Misses high for a ball 1-0. Wall gets set and fire. That one also misses outside. Same spot, but couldn't quite find the edge of the strike zone. There's a Wall. 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys in the top of the fourth inning. 2-0. Breaking ball breaks well high, and now it's 3-0. And Wall in danger of issuing his third walk of the game. It's been a problem for Finn Wall. He's walked a lot of batters, but hasn't allowed a whole lot of runs. Hasn't allowed any runs today so far. 3-0 to Orff. Now he gets in there for a strike, 3-1. Orff steps in, a 3-1 count to start the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from Wall. Fouled off, and now the count runs full, so Wall able to battle back. Looking around, Bluefield and Pulaski, they have been postponed due to the rain. Princeton's up 5-0 in the bottom of the third on Danville. Burlington Kingsport tied 2 in the bottom of the third. And 1-0 score here. Payoff pitch to Orff. Misses outside, and that's a leadoff walk issued by Wall. And Orff will reach safely. I believe it's the 11th straight ball game. Orff has reached base safely in. Except Brody Green, pardon me, who hit a ground ball back to Wall off his foot. Wall picked it up and fired him out at first base. Last time up. Green steps in. Runner at first base, nobody out. That one's high and misses 1-0. And you got some action slightly in the bullpen. Carson Jacobs out in the bullpen walking around. So is Graham Bridy. We'll see if either of them will come in soon for relief of Wall. The 1-0. That one misses high 2-0. So Wall a little bit wild here. Missing the spot a little bit. And kind of slowing down a little bit is Finn Wall. He's walked 3, struck out 2, and allowed 3 hits and 3 innings of work. Hasn't allowed a run. 2-0 pitch from Wall. That one's up the end of the bat. Going to be a tough play for Smith. Runs all the way up from center field and will make the catch on the run. Great jump by Miles Smith to make the out. And there's one away. It's Connor Price. Price drew a walk and it was picked up at first base to end the second inning on a great move by Finn Wall to connect with Aiden Canaday. We'll see what Price can get on again. Wall gets set and will fire toward Price. First pitch misses left for a ball, 1-0. There are some clouds over to the right of us that do look kind of threatening, but looks like the rain, if it does come, will be pushed back to about 9 o'clock. So hopefully it's not enough to cause a stoppage in this contest. The 1-0 gets in there for a strike, 1-1. One pitch coming to Price from Wall. Here in the top of the fourth inning, Fly Boys holding a 1-0 lead. Scoring in the bottom of the third. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one just misses outside. Can't quite get the call there, and it just missed. Price held off on that one. That was a great pitch there, but it just missed a little outside. Now 2-1. And it looks like Jacobs is warming up in the bullpen. Wall would love to go to 4, maybe 5 innings tonight. And this one, 2-1. Now when this is low, now 3-1. So Wall kind of moving around the strike zone a bit. And a little more wild than usual. That's been the problem with the pitching staff last night. Brian Yetter and Shane Tucker just did not seem like themselves last night. Wall looking to settle in, the 3-1. That one misses low, and that's another walk. Issued by Wall. Didn't miss much on any of those, but that's the fourth walk of the ball game for Finn Wall. Price has been walked 2 times in a row, and now there's runners at first and second with just 1 out. Reagan Guffrey. Now Andy Collins going to go out and talk to his pitcher as Jacobs warms up in the bullpen after looking at Wall today. He's gone 3 1/3 of an inning, 3 hits, walked 4, struck out 2. Andy Collins will talk, only 1 out here in the top of the fourth inning. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, John City up 3-0 on Bristol in the bottom of the third. Princeton and Danville, the Autobots have scored a run. And they're down 5-1 to the Whistle Pigs. And Burlington and Kingsport, a lot closer game. 2-2 in the top of the fourth. A game that right now would be a preview of the Appalachian League Championship game. Last night was a 7-0 win for the Axemen. Sandy Collins talking to not just Ben Wall, but talking to his catcher, Cameron Laliberte. See if Finn Wall can settle in here. Runners at first and second after walking a pair this inning and trying to hold on to a 1-0 lead. And last night it was the a pitch, and that one misses from Guffrey, 1-0. And Jacob's stretching. Trying to get loose there. 1-0 from Guffrey to Wall. A fire. Well outside, stop all the Berte, and Wall is kind of run wild a little bit, similar to what happened to Yetter last night. And really to what happened to Tucker as well. There's a 2-0 pitch to Guffrey, still just one out in the top of the fourth inning. That one gets in there for a strike, 2-1. So Wall looking to respond. A ground ball within the inning. Now it looks like Graham Bridie, I assume. Yes, that is Graham Bridie. That one's hit on the line from Guffrey toward the left field. We'll get down from the left fielder. Rounding third base. The throw to home is cut off, and it's now tied at one run apiece. So left one hanging, an RBI single for Guffrey. And we are tied at one apiece. Now Basler steps in, and the game tied. Now you got to wonder if that bullpen will start to work quicker for the Flyboys. Once again, after last night, Flyboys see the lead dissipate. Now tied at one with one out. Basler steps in, struck out his last time up. Looks like first pitch strike low in there on one. Well hit ball by Guffrey. Tied up at one run apiece. This is similar to what we saw more like what we saw last night, a 12-7 ball game now. Just 1-1, top of the fourth. 0-1. Gets in there for a strike, same possession as the last pitch, and Basler's down 0-2. Wall trying to get out of this one, the game's still tied. Flyboys have a chance to break it in the next half inning, or Elizabethan be able to score and take their first lead of the night. The 0-2 of one out. Basler fires. That one's fouled off by Basler into the concourse and almost goes all the way to the opening gate, the welcoming gate on a line. So if you're just now walking into the stadium about an hour late, pay attention. Went right back toward the gates here at Pioneer Park. 0-2 pitch with one out to Basler from Wall. Fires, bring ball well outside. All the Bear takes to stand up to stop that one, 1-2. Time to one run apiece. Again, you know, scoreboard graphic, or still got some bugs to work out. Inning's not showing up. It is the top of the fourth, and the count's kind of weird, but we have the outs correct, and we will have the runs correct, so you're not wrong. The score is 1-1, and there is one out. Apologies for those inconveniences. Here's a 1-2 pitch coming from Wall to Basler. Hits on a line right toward right field. Pinkston picks it up, waving around, firing to second, cut off, and I don't even think Pinkston saw the runner try to score. Pinkston instantly threw the second base. I don't even think he saw the runner Rogers come around and try to score. And Pinkston, that's just a mental error there. Another RBI single, and guess what? It's Peyton Basler who made your pay last night, and now the Flyboys trail it 2-1 here in the top of the fourth. That had to be just a mental miscue by Pinkston. He gunned it straight to second base. Laliberte's holding his hands up, trying to go, hey, man, got to throw it home. So it was a chance to get Price, not Rogers. Trying to get Price, but run scores, and it's now 2-1 for Brandon Jones stepping in. And just like that, the lead is gone for the Flyboys as quick as they got it. Top of the fourth, still just one out. Jones steps in as a single and got the third base his last time up. That one misses 1-0. Working quickly down the bullpen, it looks like. Actually, looks like number 40. Or the Fly Boys. That is Cade Nelson warming up in the bullpen. So Cade Nelson warming up for the Fly Boys here. He topped the fourth inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's up the end of the bat by Jones, and Gus goes foul. And if that one would have been fair, two runs probably would have scored with the speed of Basler. And then already at third base at that time was Guthrie and could have made it a 4-1 lead just like that for the River Riders. Scored seven unanswered at the very end of the ballgame to Elizabethton to come from behind down 7-5 and win at 12-7. Now they've scored two in this top of the fourth inning with still just one out. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Wall to Brendan Jones. Fires, swing and a miss. 1-2. Still just one out for the River Riders. It's over. Unless there's a double play ball, Owusu Asiedu stands on deck. Did strike out his last time up. Has a single today. And he's a powerful bat that don't want to mess with for sure. Wall gets set and fires. 1-2. Hit the middle, gets right by Wall to the outfield. Rounding third is Guthrie. Wall's going to fire it. It's cut off by Canada and no throw made, and that's another RBI single. Three straight RBI singles for the River Riders. They now have a 3-1 lead here in the top of the fourth inning. It's been difficult this inning for Wall to get out of. This inning, a walk, fly out, walk, single, 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 and three runs have scored with just one out still for Avery Owusu Asiedu. Owusu Asiedu struck out his last time up, but if he can get an RBI single of his own, it's a 4-1 lead, but he can do a lot more of his power. Breaking ball hits high through the air. Canada is going to run in foul territory on the right field line. Makes the catch, tagging up and going off the third and getting there safely is Basler, but it does stop the scoring surge at the moment for the River Riders. Now two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. That's a long run by Canada to get there, and that was going to be a tough throw to get the third base. So that's a heads-up play by Basler to walk over there to third base. Here's runners on the corners with two outs, 3-1 lead, and Harrison Rogers up. He has reached base safely twice today, a single and a walk. First pitch swing, fouls it off, 0-1. Rogers again came a home run short of the cycle last night. He's reached safely twice tonight. Walk and a single. Walk is the last time up. Here's the 0-1. That one's fouled off. A laser back to the netting. And now 0-2. And Walk can mercifully get out of the inning if he can hit one up the middle. Walk and get out of the inning if he can get one out of here. And Rogers can continue the scoring. And another four-run inning for the River Riders as they had one last night. If Rogers can bring around the round of the score. 0-2, going to fire back the first. Almost time can. They almost got the backside of Jones. Jones got all the way to third base on an error by Wall as well earlier in this ball game, but that time, Canada was ready for that pitch. If that ball gets to the outfield, that's another run scored. Fires back, and Jones back in safely. I don't know if Wall's just doing this to kind of reset or what. It's 0-2 with two outs, so chance to get Rogers out the plate. with strikeout, so maybe just a little mental break for Wall to reset. 0-2 with two outs. Runs at the corners for Elizabeth, and they scored three here in the top of the four. Jones will take off. That ball is dropped by Oliberte, and he would have had a chance to gun out Jones if he wouldn't have dropped that one. That's a stolen base for Jones. And the ball as well. That would have been a great throw by Oliberte. He had Jones really gunned out, or a chance to gun him out, and I think Jones knows it too because he's kind of laughing with dub glee, like, oh, man, I can't believe I got away with that one. So Oliberte just dropped the ball trying to throw it down to the second base line. Still 1-2 on the Rogers, two outs. Here's the pitch from Wall off the end of the bat. Rolls off the netting and back into play. 1-2 stays. Our count. So I believe Cade Nelson warming up, so I wonder if this is it. And I don't believe it looks like a slightly different play. No, that is Cade Nelson still. Body type similar to Riley Taylor, a little bit shorter, a little bit bigger. So I thought it was Riley Taylor at first. I was very confused while he was warming up. 1-2. This is low, 2-2. I believe Taylor is scheduled to start tomorrow against Johnson City. The Fly Boys will have a two-game set over at TBA Credit Union Ballpark. Two-two pitch. That one's chopped over toward Brown. Brown picks it up, fires the first, ends the inning, but not before the River Riders score three runs in the top of the fourth and take a 3-1 lead. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Can the Fly Boys answer on offense? We return to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
With a leadoff single to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Goes off the glove of the pitcher, Hollister. So, my boys need to answer. Now down 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Count on to Canaday. Canaday is last time up. Throughout the first base. Throughout the second base, pardon me. Lead off single from O'Reilly, and that one's hit over toward first base. Tag the first and throw the second in time. Double play. That's a great heads up play by the first baseman. I believe they're going to call it. Well, home plate umpire, no. Call it was foul. And that's a break for the Fly Boys, because Jeremy Owens going to ask about that play. That was a heck of a play by Orff to make the grab, tag first base, and then fire the second to get double play. But fair. It was a close play for sure. And I guess that this explanation from Justice Bedelli is good enough for Jeremy Owens, and that's just a strike on the candidate. Looking here, it's close. It is a very close play. Couldn't tell. It looked like it may have been right in front of the line or right in front of the base when Orff grabbed it. Now 1-1 to Aiden Canada. Here's the pitch. That one's held at the end of the bat, and we'll go foul 1-2. Foul's going to be two outs just like that after a leadoff single. Oh, a tough play. No instant replay in the Appy League, so can't sit there and ask for a review. Just got to shrug it off and accept the call as time's called by candidate. Bottom of the fourth inning, Elizabethan up 3-1. It's the 0-2. That one's up the end of the bat, going to get down in fair territory. Going to third base is O'Reilly. Going to second is Canada. Rounding third is O'Reilly. The throw to the plate is on line. No! This is the tag. There's the catcher, and that's an RBI double for Aiden Canada. It's now a 3-2 ball game. So a matter of inches, Canada goes from being grounded out to a double play to now hitting an RBI double to make it a 3-2 ball game. That one just got down the line. Canada is able to bring home O'Reilly. And now nobody out. Now a 3-2 lead for Elizabethan has been cut, or at least been cut to 3-2. And nobody out for Dove Glead. Breaking ball hit up the middle. That's going to get to the outfield. Canada is going to hold up at third base. That's another single. The third hit of the inning for the Fly Boys. Three straight hits. And now runners at the corners with nobody out for Avery Collins. And John Chalupa is going to come out to talk to his pitcher after he's given up a single, an RBI double, and a single again. Matter of inches. If it wasn't called a foul ball, that would have been a double play, and there would have been two outs for Gleed when he stepped in, nobody on the bag. Instead, it's ruled a foul ball, and then Aiden Canada takes it the other way. Scores O'Reilly all the way from first base to make it. Now a 3-2 ball game. That's just how close the game of baseball is, folks. It is 3-2 lead for the River Riders now. After the RBI double by Canada. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. And it's like Hollister's going to stay in. So there is action in the Elizabethan bullpen. Face Avery Collins. Another back and forth affair, it looks like, between these two West Division rivals. Gleed at first base, Canada at third. Nobody out. Now three. First pitch hit. Ground ball. Throw the second for one. For the first, no play. Fielder's choice. And Canada can't come in and score on the fielder's choice. Collins reaches. 3-2. Now Jordan Hamburg will step in, runs at the corners and one out. First pitch he sees, hits up the middle, picked up by a shortstop, fires the first, gets two outs, double play, and it remains a 3-2 ball game. So a double play to end the inning, and the Fly Boys can't score another run to tie it up, but it's a 3-2 ball game. So we head to the top of the fifth. Fly Boys trail it by one run here. Fly Boys. Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Three 2 lead for Elizabeth. Then new pitcher in is Cade Nelson for the Fly Boys. Four innings for Wall as he gives up six hits, three runs, four walks, two strikeouts. 3-2 lead for Elizabeth. Saw Nelson against Bluefield, and after giving up a two-run homer, Nelson struck out three batters to end the inning and get the Fly Boys a 10-6 win up in Bluefield, West Virginia. Fly Boys down 3-2, so Cade Nelson looking to keep Elizabethan off the board in this one. And keep it a one-run ball game. So back and forth we go again. And this one. So Fly Boys get a run back. Make it 3-2. So we'll check out Nelson's numbers. This season, Nelson is a 5.91 ERA, 10 two-thirds of innings pitch, giving up seven hits, seven runs, all is earned. One home run against Bluefield, hit two batters. Walked five, but struck out 15 as Isaac Williams leads off top of the fifth inning. His team now holding on to a slim. 3-2 lead. Here's the pitch to Williams. That one's hit softly over toward Nelson. Nelson picks up, fires the first. Scooped up by Canaday, and there's one away after the first pitch. Nelson. Williams grounds out to the pitcher. Now Brennan Orff will step in. Orff today is 0-for-1, drew a walk his last time up. Pitch. This is for a ball from Nelson. One and up. Came around the score also back in that fourth inning. Three-run four for the River Riders. That one gets in there for a strike from Nelson. 1-1. 3-2 lead, top of the fifth. Here between Fly Boys and River Eyes, one's fouled off, 1-2. Clouds getting darker. Again, we have to think some rain might be moving in. Hopefully it doesn't last too long, or hopefully it's not enough to disrupt this ball game. Hopefully it's just a light shower that quickly moves through here. 1-2. That one misses from Nelson, almost clips Orff, 2-2. Fly Boys have played in the rain before. This so against Johnson City. 10-minute shower, and that was it. Also, they played on a rainy day in Burlington on Sunday. 2-2 pitch. Well, outside now 3-2. The problem is not turf field. This is a natural grass dirt field here at Pioneer Park, so probably delayed. Not quite a full game yet. Have to get to the bottom of the fifth inning. Count as a full contest. Here's a payoff pitch to Orff. Hit off the end. The bat hangs in the air. Looking for it in left field. Couldn't find it. Diving catch cannot be made. Losing it in the whites. And Orff's going for three. Fires and will slide in safely. And lead, one out triple, it looks like. The left fielder, Jordan Hamburg, couldn't find it. And there were some similar plays last night. That's a tough play for Hamburg. He couldn't find it. Lost it, I guess, in the lights. And that is a triple now for Orff with one out and a chance for Elizabethton to extend their lead. Brody Green steps in with another run 90 feet away. For Hamburg's mental error there. Green hits it over the head of Will Brown to right field. That's going to score a run. Green's going to try for two. Throw is cut off, and that is an RBI double with one out to get the run right back. And Elizabethton now leads it 4-2. So just like that, every time the Fly Boys have gotten a run, Elizabethton's been able to answer. Now we're up 4-2. As Connor Price steps in, RBI double from Green. Scores Orff. See what Price can do. Has drawn two walks today as Connor Price. First pitch for a strike. 0-1. Still just one out in this inning. 0-1 coming from Cade Nelson to Connor Price. That one's outside, 1-1. Giving up the triple and then the RBI double again. Tough play for Hamburg for sure. That ball's toward the corner of the left field foul pole, but Hamburg just lost that ball, I guess, in the lights. Not sure. Again, very cloudy over here, so no sun to worry about. The 1-1 to Price. Hit off the end of the bat. Toward right field line, toward the bullpen of the Fly Boys, and gets out of play. 1-2. 4-2 lead for the River Riders. This one looks to extend it again. Scored three in the top of the fourth, and scored one here in the top of the fifth. So they've had an answer for every single run scored by the Fly Boys. The 1-2. Hit off the end of the bat down the line. It was foul, 1-2. It's the 1-2 pitch coming from Nelson to Price. Fires. That one just misses low, and it just missed. Now 2-2. Looks like a light rain, if anything, coming in. And very dark. Most of that rain, heavy rain, is toward the Knoxville, Jefferson City area, luckily, it looks like. Again, that forecast can change on a dime, especially in East Tennessee during the summer. 2-2 pitch. That one's hit sky high towards center field. Smith will make the catch. Tagging up is Green, and he will be in the third safely. So productive for Price. Moves the runner over. And the fly out now. Green 90 feet away as Reagan Guthrie comes in, has an RBI single to his credit. Looking at the radar, it looks like nothing too heavy would come through. So hopefully there's no lightning, and hopefully the game doesn't have to stop and keep playing. Of course, once we get the five innings, game is can be called. There's the Guthrie in there for a strike, 0-1. 4-2 lead for the River Riders. Again, scored by a little bit behind. Two outs here to Guffrey. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball by Nelson. It's 0-2. Guffrey looking for another RBI single. They get a 5-2 lead. An RBI double by Green. Scores another run. That one's fouled off toward the dugout of the Fly Boys and goes off the netting. A 2 count coming from Nelson to Guffrey. 4-2 lead for the River Riders. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Pitch misses outside. Now 1-2. Rain threatening, so the River Riders want to get out this next half inning as quick as they can. With a lead. 1-2 hit. High into the air. Kennedy's going to run over. Makes the catch, and that ends the inning. But another run scored for the River Riders. They now lead it by 2 runs, 4-2. And the Fly Boys answer. We return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So Will Brown steps in here in the bottom of the third inning, bottom of the fifth inning, sorry. Down 4-2. Hoster back out there for a fifth inning of work. As Fly Boys trail it 4-2. Brown first pitch sees a ball, 1-0. Well, a double back in the third inning came and scored. That made a 1-0 game at the time. It was 2-0. Looking for his second hit of the night. Again, second game back from injury. 2-0 pitch to Brown Foster. Skies that one, and that gets out of play. 2-1. So rain is in the forecast. Get out of this inning if you're Elizabethan. You can't quite clinch a win. Again, just five innings, but five innings makes it a completed ball game. 2-1. Breaking ball misses from Hollister 3-1. That's a great pitch. But Will Brown laid off of it. 3-1 now with nobody out. Brown leaning off the bottom of the fifth, and Miles Smith on deck. 3-1. That one's off the end of the bat. High into the air. Going to be a tough play. And Gus gets about three rows up. As Orff was running over there trying to make a play. And now the count runs full. Payoff pitch coming from Hollister to Brown is team up 4-2 now. Off pitch. Balance hit. That's for the hole. Pass to diving Rogers. That's a leadoff single for Will Brown. So he's got a double and a single today. Seventh of the day for the Fly Boys. Andrew Pinkston steps in. And Pinkston, an RBI single his last time up that scored Brown back in the third. So Pinkston raised that average up to 222 now. Squares the bunt, and that's very rare to see from the Fly Boys. I believe that's the seventh attempted bunt of the season for the Fly Boys, and it goes foul 0-1. It's the 0-1 pitch. That one misses, and the dirt 1-1. So Pinkston pulled the bat back that time, so he'll probably be swinging away here. Will Brown leadoff single. This team down 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Elizabethan, here's the 1-1 pitch. That one misses outside. 2-1 fastball that just missed. Mr. thought that one was in there. 2-1. That one gets in there for a strike on the corner. 2-2. It's 2-2 pitch. That one's hit. Down the line. Can't be stopped by Orr. Picked up by Basler for the first. What a play. Good awareness by Basler, however, as Orff couldn't stop that one. And then Hollister gets the out. Productive, though, for Pinkston as it moves Brown in the scoring position for Cameron Laliberte. And Laliberte, a guy who, with one swing of the bat, could tie this ball game up. Has a home run to his credit. In the last two ball games he's played in, he's hit a home run. So, looks for another one with one out here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Runner at second is Brown. That's going to be called as the bullpen is warming up for the River Riders. I wonder how long Hollister will go here. He's gone 4 1/3 so far. Pitch, breaking ball, gets in there for a strike, 0-1. It's a good pitch. From Hollister. Brown at second base after a leadoff single, moving over on the ground ball by Pinkston. A great play by Basler. 0-1-1 out to Laliberte. This is outside, 1-1. Four-two lead for Elizabethan. 1-1. That one misses high. 2-1. Two and one with one out to Laliberte. See down 4-2. Looking to get this game completed by innings for the River Riders with a lead. That one finds the other strikes on 2-2. This inning ends, and we have to stop the game and decide not to keep playing because of rain. Then Rogers would earn the win. So you got five innings to finish out the game. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That's a balk by Hollister. Balk was in his windup, looked back at Will Brown, and they're going to say it's a balk, a little extra move by Hollister. And now Will Brown's just 90 feet away from making a 4-3 ball game. Off the balk by Hollister to move Brown up. 2-2 pitch coming to Laliberte. Brown out third base with the balk by Hollister. That one's down low and now 3-2. Oh, They're taking good on, making runs at the corners with one out for Miles Smith, who stands on deck. Payoff pitch, hit foul, out of play, and remains 3-2. Will Brown stands 90 feet away from making a one-run ball game. Here's the payoff pitch number two to Hollister. From Hollister to Brown, to La Verte, and swinging a miss, gets the swinging strikeout. Out number two, and two outs for Miles Smith. That's a big-time strikeout for Hollister, second of the ball game. Now two down for Miles Smith. And the sacrifice taken away as he'll need to hit one to the outfield to get something and try to bring home Will Brown. A dark cloud keeps rolling in. Hopefully, again, hopefully it holds off. Hopefully it misses us, but we'll see. Misses high for a ball, 1-0. Haven't had any home games rained out for the Fly Boys. I've had two games delayed by a total time of 45, by an hour and 15 minutes, an hour on the opening day against Kingsport. That one misses. Our following finds corner. 1-1. Against Kingsport opening day, missed 15-minute delay against Burlington on Saturday because of a rainstorm. Not had a home game either delayed or postponed. Gets in that first strike, 1-2. That may have been a good frame job by the catcher Price there. It's 1-2 with two outs. Smith steps in, 1-2 count, two outs. Brown at third base. Hollister looking for a second straight strikeout. Fires. Just misses off the corner. Curveball. Everybody for Elizabeth then thought that was strike three. And it was close, but it just missed outside. Now deuces wild to Smith. And now Smith with the breathing a sigh of relief. Can he knock one to the outfield? 2-2 pitch. That one misses high. Now 3-2. So Hollister trying to avoid walking Smith, or he went up 1-2 on him with a full count. Second straight batter to see a full count this inning. Here's a payoff pitch from Hollister with two outs to Smith. Fires. Swing! I missed strike three. Jack. Sean Hollister. I don't know why I said Jack Hollister. Looking like Jackson Holmes. Sean Hollister gets a strikeout. Back-to-back strikeouts, and that ends the inning. So Will Brown with a leadoff single, and it's stranded at third base. We head to the sixth inning. Flyboys trail it 4-2 on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Four 2 lead for Elizabethan and the top of the sixth inning. And fans, Flyboys are back at home on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so when you come to the ballpark, get yourself a nice cold Wicked Weed. Wicked Weed's the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. It's 2012. Wicked Weed's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local East Tennessee retailer today. St. Basil will lead things off, looking to extend this lead for the River Riders, already up 4-2. Here's the pitch from Nelson to Mrs. High for a ball, 1-0. Next time Basil was up, had an RBI single, the second of three straight, as that one gets into first strike, 1-1. Second of three straight RBI singles by Guthrie, Basler, and Jones that made it a 3-1 ballgame at the time. Now Allen misses 2-1. 2-1 pitch from Nelson to Basler. Gets out of the way, and Basler a chance to get on base. So Basler this series has been phenomenal. And getting runs in the score and scoring runs himself for the most part. 3-1 pitch from Nelson. Fouled off, count runs full. Wind picking up here at Pioneer Park as that weather moves in, and it's just a matter of time, really, seeing 3 minutes away from some slight precipitation. Here's the payoff pitch from Basler. Swing and a strike three. Okay, Nelson gets his first strikeout of the ballgame. Sits down Basler to start the top of the sixth inning. Next to the top of the order, Brennan Jones comes in. Jones today has a pair of singles, including an RBI single. Two for three of an RBI. It's Jones. First pitch he sees. And then for a strike change up 0-1. Okay, Nelson now to give up that run is looks like he's been selling in for a bit. Here's the 0-1 to Jones. That one's ripped over toward Brown. The hop fires the first. There's two away. Two outs here for Avery Owusu-Aseyedu, who's just 1-for-3 today. Has a single, struck out, and fouled out. Dayton Canada his last time up. Two outs. Pitch from Nelson. That misses low for a ball 1-0. One other pitch to Owusu-Aseyedu. Hits that one off the end of the bat. Going to be a tough play for Pinkston. Can't make the diving stop. Now it gets over his head. Rounding first to Owusu-Aseyedu. All the way to the wall. Second base. Owusu-Aseyedu going for three. He's sliding in. The throw is over the head of O'Reilly. And Owusu-Aseyedu is going to stay there at third base. And that's a two-out triple for Avery Owusu-Aseyedu. As it might be, I would say it's ruled a triple, but Pinkston did mess up in the outfield there. I think, you know, the throw was offline a bit by Pinkston. I'm not sure if that's going to be ruled a triple or if that's going to be ruled a double and advancing on the throw. We'll have to see how it's ruled. And I believe they're going to rule that. They're going to roll out a triple, so that's going to be a triple by Owusu-Aseyedu. It could have really gone either way, but triple by Owusu-Aseyedu, regardless of scoring positions. That one misses outside. On one, chance for River Riders to now extend their lead to 3 runs with their largest lead of the day. Up 4-2. Here's the 1-0. The Rogers getting there for a strike, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one misses away. Gets by Laliberte. Throws it to Nelson. Not in time. Collision at the plate. Owusu-Aseyedu wins that one. Gets in the score. And it's now a 5-2 lead for the River Riders. Owusu-Aseyedu kind of slid in there. Nelson got to stumble down and get the tag out. Could not. And now a 5-2 lead for the River Riders here in the top of the sixth. So, largely the day they've scored in 3 straight innings have the River Riders. And 5-2, 2-1 pitch. Misses outside, 3-1. Well, that was a chance for be a 1-2-3 inning. Pinkston just could not, tried to attempt the diving catch, stopped at the last minute, and then the triple by Owusu-Aseyedu, a pass ball, allows a run to score. That one's in there for a strike on Riders, 3-2. For all intents and purposes, inning should probably be over. Here comes the payoff pitch to Rogers. Hits off the end of the bat and fouls it off. So 5-2 lead now for the River Riders in the top of the sixth. And That's the more runs you can score, better, as this rain starts to move in. Here's payoff pitch number two from Nelson. Allen's inside for a walk and a two-out walk. So, again, inning should probably be over. Again, would be a tough play for Pinkston. And now another two-out runner has reached for Isaac Williams. Rogers has reached base safely today three times. He's one for two. I'll miss for a ball, 1-0. Some action in the flyboy bullpen. Nelson got out of his jam, fires back to first, not in time to get Rogers, and 1-0. It's sky high out of the ballpark toward the Tusculum Football Stadium, 1-1. Dark clouds really coming in now from the back half of the stadium. Is pretty big shower, stretch of showers moving in from La Follette, Crossville, and down toward Newport. Fires back to first. Almost a great move by Canada. Looks like it may just miss us for a brief bit, but then by 9:30, it'll start rain. That one's swinging a miss by Williams, 1-2. May just miss early, so maybe a while. And now with some fans might be leaving the stadium because of the threat of some weather. And we're going to stay on as long as possible. 1-2. That one gets in there. Called strike three to Williams. Strikeout ends the inning. But not before Wusu Asayadu gets the two-out triple. Comes in to score off the wild pitch, and the Flyboys now trail it 5-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Flyboys need to get some offense going on the Flyboys broadcasting network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Pitching change for the River Riders. 13, Cody Bowker. We saw Bowker the last time, I believe. The River Riders were here. As up 5-2, heading into the bottom of the sixth inning. And they have a discussion. Cat Foster and Brandon Buscar, our GM and assistant GM here with the umpiring crew, about how weather's possibly moving in, but right now it's holding off enough to play. And maybe one of those situations where this may be the last inning played if Flyboys can't score enough runs to kind of make it questionable. Bowker this season, 2.25 ERA in two games, four innings pitched. It's allowed just one run. Hit a batter, walked four, and struck out four. Bowker, one of the top-ranked pitchers out of the state of Maine, of Brodenheim, Maine, committed to Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., out of the Big East Conference. That pitch misses low to O'Reilly, 1-0. Ball misses high, 2-0. Light rain falling now at Pioneer Park. And here's the pitch. It's head off the end of the bat by Riley. So some light rain falling. No thunderstorm activity, but it is windy out there. So it's raining sideways. A little Ollie Smith action. It's a 2-1 pitch. Misses high from Boker, and it's 3-1. So not fun if you're out there playing. Most of the fans are underneath the concourse area, so they're staying dry. And of course, we're here in the press box. Not enough to stop the game yet, but still enough. 3-1. O'Reilly, it's that high into the air. It's going to hang up. Keeps on going, going. It is gone. A home run for Jack O'Reilly. Solo shot by O'Reilly. Gets in the jet stream, and it's a 2-run ball game. So in the rain, Jack O'Reilly comes up big with the homer to make it a 2-run ball game in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's only a solo shot. So some life for the Flyboys here. Hey, so a run got Smith back on the scoreboard. Now Aiden Kennedy steps up. Nobody out. Lasers that one to the dugout of Elizabethton. Now 5-3 ball game after a home run by Jack O'Reilly. The rain continues to fall. Want to see how long this game keeps on going. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And things a lot more interesting after that home run by Jack O'Reilly. Oh, and the Canada, that one misses high, 1-1. So interesting times here. We see how this game now changes with some momentum back for the Flyboys. Here's the 1-1. Hits off to center field. Jones races over. Will make a catch on the run. Good jump by Jones to get out number one on Canada. That's a well-hit ball by Canada, but nice catch by Jones for the first out of the bottom of the sixth inning. There comes Dub Glee. That gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Glee had a single his last time up, but was out on a fielder's choice by Avery Collins. 0-1. That one's hit down the third base line. Gets down the line. Goes to the outfield. Glee's going around first. He's heading into second base. And he'll hold up at second. That's a one-out double for Gleed. So he has a single and a double today. And all of a sudden, some offense coming to life for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Avery Collins will step in with a chance to possibly bring home Dub Gleed. They get a one-run ball game. It's the 1-0 pitch, or the first pitch to Collins, swing and a miss, 0-1. The rain's already lightened up a bit. And there's some more probably coming at later in the night, but right now the rain has helped out the Flyboys in this one. Here's the 0-1. That one's up the end of the bat by Collins, hangs in the air, going to be a tough play in foul territory. Running over there, and Williams calls everybody off, makes the catch, and holds off Gleed. There's out number two. That was a tough play for Williams. Two outs now for Jordan Hamburg. And Hamburg, if Hamburg's able to make, again, tough play. If Hamburg's able to make it, that ends the inning. And Owusu Aseyedu doesn't get a triple. Or come around the score, possibly. Stepping off is Boker. The home run by Jack O'Reilly, the difference right now, or the one run scored right now, with Dub Glee standing at second base, two outs to Hamburg. Gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Hamburg tonight has struck out once. He's grounded out. Still hasn't recorded a hit this season. 0-1. That one misses low, 1-1. Hamburg's been used mostly as a pitcher this year. Five hits, nine runs for Elizabethan, one error. Three hits, nine runs, and one error for the Flyboys. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Hamburg. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Boker to get in the chase. 1-2. Rain is lightened up for a little bit, not raining as hard. Boker looks to get out of this inning after giving up just one run. This will step off. So could have been a lot worse, especially after the one-out double. You know, the lead, but can get out of this inning and keep it a two-run ball game. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one's fouled off toward the Elizabeth dugout. Nice catch made by Bree Nasty, the bench coach for the River Irish, makes the catch. 1-2, two outs to Hamburg. Flyboys now down 5-3. The solo shot by O'Reilly. Here's a 1-2. Off the end of the bat, and we'll get fouled out of play. Looking around the Appy League, Johnson City now leads Bristol 12-0 at the top of the sixth. Kingsport up 5-2 on Burlington, top of the eighth. Looking for the sweep there, and then Princeton's up 6-1 on Danville, the bottom six, also looking for the sweep. The 1-2. That one runs inside, now 2-2 to Hamburg. Elizabethan looking for the first sweep of either side in this series this season. Each game has been split. Flyboys have not had a losing streak longer than four games. They lost three in a row, lost two to Burlington, and lost last night to Elizabethan. Deuces wild to Hamburg, and having to step off after checking on Gleed is Boker. He's giving up the home run, but other than that, still then. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Boker comes up big. Just gives up the home run, despite it could have been worse in that inning. But the Fly Boys cut into the lead. Can they stop the River Rider offense? They've been unable to do so for the last three innings. See what happens here when we return, the Fly Boys. Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination. For the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Elizabeth, and after the home run by Jack O'Reilly, and fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. Tony McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents guide you for every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call the McCray Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. Also find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Graham Bridie now in the pitch. Bryce kind of had an up-and-down season. The 4th of July against Johnson City, he earned a loss. He went just one inning, but gave up that two-run bomb to Logan Hugo. That ended up being the deciding run as the Flyboys fell 3-2 to Johnson City. Back on July 9th, though, against Burlington, goes three innings because of just two hits. Hits one batter, walks one, strikes out two, but doesn't give up a single run. So let's see what Bridie can do here. His team down by two runs after the O'Reilly homer in the top of the seventh inning. Zorf will step in to lead off, looking to extend their lead and score for the fourth straight inning. Pitch to Orf, skied into the air. Running back is Smith. He'll step in, makes the catch, and there's out number one. Rain has stopped for now as it's raining a little bit. We look here, it looks like some light rain still going to fall, and there's going to be periods of rain really all night long. No thunder or lightning yet. So, and nothing heavy enough to stop the ball game as Brody Green steps in. Green had a double his last time up that brought Orf home, after he brought home Orf. Let's fat off 0-1. Oh-1 with one out to Brody Green in the top of the seventh inning as Bridie gets set and fires. And therefore, strike 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming with one out from Bridie to Green, and Bridie gets set, kicks, and fires. In the dirt, 1-2. Rain's kind of moving around all over. There's some, I believe just saw some lightning go off in the distance. They have a trainer from Tusculum checking on. Also, Cat Foster and Brandon Buscar, our GM and assistant GM, also checking in. That one's ripped towards short, picked up by Gleed. What a play! A little jumping grab by Doug Gleed on a soft liner by Green, and there's two outs just like that. Connor Price steps in. We have two away. Flyboys up 5-3. Top of the seventh inning. River Eyes up 5-3. Breaking ball from Bright. He gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Bright gets set and will fire. That one's hit over toward O'Reilly, gets by him, and that's the 10th hit of the ball game for the River Riders. So no 1-2-3 inning, and hasn't been a single 1-2-3 inning for either side tonight, and that streak will continue here after the two-out single by Price. Stepping in is Reagan Guthrie, who has an RBI single earlier in this ball game. Here's the pitch. That one gets in the dirt. And when Bazzer on deck has been dangerous in this series, but has struck out twice. This ball game. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Guthrie 1-1. Pitch. Guthrie, and that's fine. It's a corner. Great breaking ball from Brighty, and it's now 1-2. Guthrie steps back in, 1-2 with two outs. Brighty fires. That one's going to hit Guthrie. That one slipped out of his hand. Brighty hits him right in the shoulder blades. Guthrie looks to be okay. And don't know what happened there from Brody. He just lost complete control of that pitch and has hit a batter. And so right there, a strike away from getting out of this inning. And just like that, Peyton Bazzer's up to bat for Elizabethton. 5-3 ball game. And I'm going to check on Guthrie as he walks down the first base. He's going to shake his arm out a little bit and get probably some feeling back into it. He got hit right between the shoulder blades and looks to be okay there. So Basler looking to bring home another run for the River Riders. That one misses from Bright. You want to know. Again, down to their final strike of the inning for Elizabethton. And unfortunately for the Fly Boys. They end up plunking Guffrey right in the back. Here's the 1-0 pitch with two outs from Brighty. He gets set. Runs at first and second. Fires. Bowen misses high, 2-0. So Brighty, after getting a pair of outs, allow a single and has hit a batter. A two-out rally looking for Elizabethan to make it a three-run lead or possibly more. Brighty takes a long pause. We'll check over at Price at second base. Going to keep staring him down. Now will come set and fire. Bowen gets in there for a strike, 2-1. 2-1 with two outs. Brighty the Basler. Brighty gets set. Checks on Price at second and fires again. Bowen almost gets Basler. Then Basler, I think, has been hit about five, six games in a row. I think he was hit last night. Now 3-1. Again, down to that final strike in this inning or the River Riders. And well, a chance to load the bases with just two outs for the top of the order in Brennan Jones. 3-1, that one's fouled off. Called by Jermaine Curtis. What a play. Jermaine Curtis with a catch off the hop of the dugout. Gives it over to our bat boy and all resets. A payoff pitch coming to Basler. Runners will be on the move here with two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Brighty looking to get out of this jam. Runs at first and second. Payoff pitch. Swing and a strike three. Graham Brighty comes back to get the strikeout. And in the top of the seventh inning, keep the River Riders off the board for the first time in three innings. Time to stretch at Pioneer Park. Fly Boys down 5-3. Need to get some runs when we return. The Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fly Boys down 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. We're going to stop for now, so it looks like we're going to keep on going as long as we can here in this one. Checking around the rest of the Appy League. Johnson City up 12-0 on Bristol on top of the seventh. Kingsport now up 6-2 on Burlington. The statement made by the Kingsport Axemen right now. The bottom of the eighth inning as they're looking to sweep the top team in the Appy League. Princeton on top of Danville, 7-1. They had the bases loaded. Did the whistle pigs on top of the seventh. Looking for a sweep of the Otterbots. John C. looking to take one of two from Bristol. And Elizabethan looking to sweep the Fly Boys here. As Will Brown steps in. Brown with a single his last time up and stranded at third base after back-to-back strikeouts back in the fifth. So down 5-3 are the Fly Boys looking to cut into this lead. Boker's first pitch is fouled off to the backstop. 0-1. So Brown's been solid in his first two games back. 2-for-2 today. A run scored. 0-1. That one gets in there for a strike. 0-2. Did strike out last night. Looking to avoid that here. Down 0-2 to Boker. 5-3 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 0-2. That one's hit straight up into the air. Boker is going to call everybody off and will make the catch off the pop fly to start the seventh inning as Andrew Pinkston steps in. Pinkston has an RBI single to his credit, but he grounded out his last time up. So there's one away here in the bottom of the seventh. There's the first pitch to Pinkston. That one's chopped foul and rolls slowly down the third base line. Picked up by West Stone and throw it into the dugout, Elizabethton. O-1 pitch coming to Andrew Pinkston from Cody Boker. And this is outside 1-1. One-one pitch. It's outside 2-1 as Pinkston waits there patiently. With one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. My boy's down by 2 runs. To Elizabethton. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Boker. 2-2. Cody Boker, the rising freshman at Georgetown University. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Boker. Off the end of the bat toward the concourse. That hits off the front of the office building. Luckily, there's a grate there. Does not break the window of the Flyboys office building. Would not want to be the intern that has to clean up that mess. 2-2 pitch to Pinkston. Pinkston fouls that one off toward the same spot, but it gets on top of the netting and rolls back in. So Pinkston staying alive here. 2-2 pitch with one out. From Boker to Pinkston. Here's a 2-2. That one misses low. Count runs full. So Pinkston's battled back. Now a payoff pitch with one out to Pinkston. Here's the pitch. Swing chopped over toward Bazer. Bazer picks it up, sets, fires, and makes the play. Two away. So a long at bat, but luckily for Boker, he's got one of the best really middle infielders in the Appy League. And I think Basler, you know, if we're talking all-star game, I think Basler should be in that all-star game for sure. His bats come to life late in this season, and his defense has been phenomenal all year long. So that's just my two cents there. Laliberte steps in. First pitch, misses for a ball. Slow pitch, but misses. 1-for-3 with a strikeout today. Has a double back in the first inning. Did Laliberte. It's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, it's off the plate, now 2-0. Boker going off speed against Laliberte. He leaves one hanging. That's going to be like O'Reilly's home run. It's going to be out of here on a moonshot as the wind picking up, blowing out toward left field. There's a 2-0 pitch. That one's chopped over toward third base, off the glove of Green. And that one, that's going to be a tough play. Probably going to be an error on Green. I would rule that E5 as Green. That one popped out of his glove, so an E5 allows Laliberte to reach second error of the night for Elizabethton. And there's one on with two outs for Miles Smith. So looks to tying run up. One swing of the bat, Smith could tie it up here. 5-3. Boker pitches outside. It's 1-0, so the error allows Laliberte to reach. It's the second error of the night. Now John Chalupa is going to race out there to talk to Cody Boker after he throws a ball. And I think maybe Bristol is in a rain delay. It's at the top of the seventh for a long time now, so we have to see what's going on between Johnson City and Bristol. No, they're still playing. Kingsport leads Burlington 6-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. So Kingsport looking for the sweep over the Sock Puppets. Being a authoritative way to state your claim. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one gets away from the catcher, 2-0, and now advancing up 90 feet off the passed ball is Cameron Laliberte. So Laliberte had scoring position himself for Miles Smith. Miles Smith gets one to the outfield with two outs, a chance to get a 5-4 game. 2-0 pitch coming. So that one misses outside, 3-0. 3-0 pitch coming. Smith gets set, 3-0 count coming. See if he swings, it's a green light on 3-0. Doesn't matter, that's a walk, 4-pitch walk. First pitch by Boker, and Smith now on base. So the error and a walk have runners at first and second with two outs for Jack O'Reilly, who was last time up, hit a solo shot to the left field heel. And if he does that here, it'd be a three-run shot that would make it a 6-5 lead. So Boker's got to be careful here after he gave up the home run the last time O'Reilly stepped up. First pitch to O'Reilly, misses outside 1-0, and Boker kind of moving around the strike zone, trying to find a strike. O'Reilly gets set, 1-0 pitch, two outs, runs at first and second. Laliberte takes a big lead, and that's in there for a strike, 1-1. Big lead for Laliberte. If I had taken off, I decided not to. Brody Green's playing very deep. An inning should be over. An error by Green. Allow Laliberte to reach, and then a walk. And Smith on first base. So it's the 1-1 pitch. O'Reilly, and stepping off is Boker. He'll check on Laliberte. Wind blowing out toward left field. It's picked up a bit. Swing and a miss. Good moving on that pitch by Boker. Now 1-2, and now Price is going to go out and talk to his pitcher, Boker. And I believe that Bristol and John C. are in a rain delay. No, they're not. They're not. The stats were a little behind. I think they had a couple pitching changes there, so there's one out. It didn't change for a long time, and I was, no one had scored any runs, so I was very confused as to why the game was still stuck in the top of the seventh, but they're in the bottom of the seventh, so no rain delay in Bristol. It's a 12-0 lead for Johnson City. 1-2 pitch coming from Boker to O'Reilly. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Boker gets out of the inning. That's the end of the inning. I don't know why nobody's walking off the field. And it took a while for Elizabeth to realize, yep, that's the end of the inning. So Boker comes through with a strikeout. After allowing two runners on, we head to the top of the eighth. Fly Boys defense looks to do it in the last inning. Keep the River Rise off the board, and we return on the Fly Boys Broadcast Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Fly Boys down 5-3 to the River Riders of Elizabethton here in the top of the eighth inning. In the top of the eighth inning, as the Fly Boys look to play some defense, as had a shoe race on the field, and a little child is still on the field getting his shoes tied, and there he goes off. Cameron Laliberte was talking to him for a little bit. Make sure he was okay, and looks like everybody's fine. So, my mom was a school teacher, still is one. Was a school teacher in public school for 28 years, I believe. And She said that not trying to move children anywhere, especially little children working in elementary school and primary school, was like herding cats. And as someone who has grown up and had to work several football camps, baseball camps, or any kind of sports camp or work with kids at different other events, I attest, yes, that is true. It's sometimes like herding cats. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Brennan Jones up to bat. 0-1 count now in the top of the eighth inning. It's Graham Brody out for another inning of work. Here's the 0-1. That one misses. Strike zone almost clips Jones, and it's 1-1. Tomorrow, Fly Boys are on the road taking on Johnson City for a two-game set. Both those games start at 7 o'clock p.m. from TVA Credit Union Ballpark. We'll have all the action for you on Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. 1-1 from Brody, fouled off. 1-2. Elizabethan, I believe, is going to have a pretty good home stretch. They are. They have five straight home games. They take on leading Kingsport for two games at home. Probably three games at home. And then Johnson City for a couple of games at home as well. 1-2. Misses outside. Fly Boys will face Kingsport three times this weekend, including a seven-inning Sunday contest. All three of his games here at Pioneer Park. 2-2 pitch to Jones. This is high, 3-2. Jones looking to reach for the third time. The first time he's reached without a hit. Looking to draw a walk. Payoff pitch. Hit off the end of the bat liner toward the berm. Picked up by a child running out there. And, well, I say picked up. It keeps rolling, and the child keeps on going. And eventually he'll grab it off the foul pole and gives himself a souvenir. 3-2 pitch. That one's hit sky high and will get out of play. O'Reilly can't get to it and sneaks back. Ball kept going for a while, actually. Getting that wind that's picked up as rain in the area. We saw some lightning in the distance, but not close enough to cause a stoppage yet, and had some light rain earlier. Payoff pitch again, and that one's high. A leadoff walk issued by Brighty to start the top of the eighth inning. So Jones gets on for the third time tonight. He stole a base earlier in the evening, so we'll see what he does there. Xavier Owusu-Asiedu had a triple his last time up, came around the score off a wild pitch, and has a triple and a single. Does have a strikeout and a fly out in foul territory, but Owusu-Asiedu continues to have a strong season overall and a strong performance against the Fly Boys. Nobody out. Here's the pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Some slight action. Looks like Carson Jacobs standing in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. We'll see if how long Brighty goes here. The 1-0 to Owusu-Asiedu. Head off the end of the bat, sky high. Pinkston's going to charge all the way from deep right field and makes the catch. That was a long run for Pinkston. But he gets underneath it and makes the catch and makes up for it. Last time he had a play like that against Asiedu. Trying to make a diving play, fall the batter of it, and the ball got by him. Now allow Owusu-Asiedu to reach all the way to third base. As Harrison Rogers comes in, Rogers today is 1-for-2 with two walks drawn today. And so he's only not quite reached base one time today. He has a single and walked twice. And Jones is going to take off the first pitch, swinging. Fires the second and just sliding under the tag is Jones. A great throw from Oliverte, but hung in the air for a half a step. And Jones gets in there, and he has another stolen base tonight, second of the evening, on the swinging strike by Rogers. Now a runner in scoring position with one out for Harrison Rogers, looking to get something going and extend this lead for the River Riders. 5-3, top of the eighth inning. 1-0 pitch from Brighty. Hit softly toward Brown. Brown picks it up, fires the first. Productive out as it moves Jones into third base, and he's 90 feet away from doubling up the lead for the River Rise, and Isaac Williams steps in. Williams, surprisingly, Williams is 0 for 4 tonight with a strikeout, so he has not been as productive as he was last night. Looking to reach base safe first time today and bring home another run for the River Riders. First pitch, swing and a miss. That's great movement off that pitch by Brighty. Gets Williams to chase it. Things are getting a little bit interesting in Kingsport. We'll tell you about that soon. Top of the ninth, the 0-1. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-2. Burlington has two runners on with two outs. Top of the ninth, down 6-2. So the Sock Puppets trying to keep that game going and knock off Kingsport and earn the split. 5-3 lead here for Elizabethan. Brighty gets set. 0-2 count with two outs on the Williams. F. Jones is at third base. The 0-2 reaches for it and just gets down. Reaching for that one, then Williams got enough of it to go over the head of Canaday to the outfield. That's a two-out RBI single for Isaac Williams. And he comes in clutch, scoring Jones. And it's now a 6-3 lead for Elizabethan. Had to reach out all the way for that one, then Williams, and he poked it into the outfield. And now Brennan Orff is up looking to extend this lead some more. That one misses from Brighty, 1-0. So down to the final strike, and this is what hurt the Fly Boys against Burlington, was two-out scoring in that 6-0 loss on Sunday. The Fly Boys were down 3-0, had 0-2 count on three straight batters. That one missed for a ball, fires, and out is Williams trying to steal second. Gunned out by Oliverte to end the inning, but Williams comes up clutch, gets an RBI single with two outs, and the Fly Boys now will trail it 6-3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Elizabethan up 6-3 on the Fly Boys Broadcast Network.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Close the door on Boker as Zach Fortin's now on the mound for the River Riders. Boker goes two innings, gives up two hits, one run off that homer by O'Reilly, but gets a pair of strikeouts. As now Zach Fortin in, the going to be playing at Grand Canyon University. So he'll be a teammate of Bo Ankeny, Ryan Schieffer, and data coordinator Jason Ferrari, as Ferrari will go back for his senior year. Got a new coach, Dooley Lopes. So it'll be interesting to see how the Lopes do with a new head man in charge. But right now, the Fly Boys trail 6-3 to the River Riders here in the bottom of the eighth inning. We'll get you the stat line on Fortin here as it continues to just lightning around us, but it must be far away enough not to be an issue. As Zach Fortin comes in, Fortin has pitched not a whole lot for the River Riders this season. This is just his second appearance, so he's going to win a third of an inning, walked one and struck out one. That was against Princeton back on July 9th. So second time in 3 days we've seen Fortin out of the pen at the River Riders this season. Comes in with a three-run lead and facing Aiden Canaday here in the bottom of the eighth inning with a 6-3 lead. First pitch to Canaday. Check swing and a half swing, and it finds the corner of the strike zone, 0-1. And they have a double today, an RBI double, but only time he has reached. There's the 0-1 pitch. Bounce out the end of the bat, hangs in the air. Jones, another long run over, and he'll make the catch. So Brandon Jones, man, he has been phenomenal this series out in center field. He just has that range, I think. I don't think he has the reputation for being like a great defender. He does have a great defensive plays, gunned out a runner, Pinkston trying to go to third earlier, and then has made some great runs. So probably one of those sneakily in the conversation for top defensive players in the Appy League as Dub Gleed steps in. First pitch he sees, swings, foul, 0-1, Gleed tonight. A single, a double, and drew a walk. So he's reached all three times tonight as Gleed in his first appearance back in the lineup since Burlington. The 0-1. Allen misses, gets by the catcher Price, and it's 1-1. Looks like this weather has more lightning off in the distance. It's going to hold off enough for us to get a full nine innings. That one's chopped over toward Fortin. Fortin picks it up, fires to first, and just in time to get Gleed. Quickly two away. Here comes Avery Collins with two away, and Collins is 0 for 3 tonight. Reached on a fielder's choice. Pardon me, 0 for 2 tonight. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the fourth. Couldn't come to score. Two outs already. As that one's off the end of the bat. That one's going to be a tough play for Wusuaseya to land right in front of him. Yeah, two out single for Avery Collins. So maybe something here. A little two-out rally for the Flyboys down by three runs. That's their 10th hit of the night. Jordan Hamburg steps in. Hamburg has yet to record a hit tonight. Has a pair of strikeouts. Looking to avoid the silver sombrero. Collins over at first base, two outs. In the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Four, and that's a good breaking ball. Gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Just his second appearance for Fortin. They're going to inning in a third against Princeton on Saturday, 0-1. Chopped over toward second base. Bazzer picks it up, fires, and that ends the inning. So, one-out single for Collins. Flyboys can't do anything with it. We head to the ninth. Can Elizabethan add on some runs, get some more insurance runs, up 6-3. We return the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So for the first time in a long time, we're going to get to see Nathan Kaiser in there. Kaiser hasn't pitched since June 8th against Elizabethan. He got the save over the River Riders, went 2 2/3 of an inning, hit one batter, struck out two. So Kaiser has been solid this season, 4 2/3 of an inning with a save. And an ERA of 0, a three strikeouts, and one-hit batter. Kaiser from USC Sockahatchie, native of Spartanburg, South Carolina, was sent down to the developmental squad along with Alex Diaz. And now getting called back is Kaiser as he finishes up his warm-up pitches. The first time in literally over a month, June 8th, last time we saw him was against Elizabethan, looking to keep it a three-run ball game is the USC Salkahatchee Indian native product. USC Salkahatchee, if you don't know where that is, not a lot of people do. Allendale, South Carolina, the middle of nowhere, really. As Brennan Orff steps in, looking to extend this lead, 6-3 lead for the River Riders. Orff steps in, first pitch from Kaiser, gets in there for a strike on the corner, 0-1. Bridie was two innings, two hits, one run. Walks one, strikes out one, and hits a batter. So couldn't be quite as shut down as he would have liked. 0-1 hit off the end of the bat of Orff, 0-2. That one sounded like it may have broken the bat a bit, but I don't think it did. Orff, no batting gloves for Brennan Orff. A little throwback look. Just has the shin guard on. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Holding off on that one was Orff, and that's a good pitch from Kaiser, but Orff holds off, and it's now 1-2. Single River Rider has a hit tonight. 11 hits for the River Riders. 1-2, missed outside, 2-2. So the River Riders look to sweep the Flyboys for the first time this season. And would be the fourth straight loss for the Flyboys, the longest losing streak of the year. 2-2, hit off the end of the bat towards shallow center field. Smith will hang out underneath it, makes the catch, one away. Brody Green will step in. Green tonight is 1-for-4 of an RBI. Double. Only 5 strikeouts have been thrown by a combined 7 pitchers. 3 for Elizabethan and 4 for Greenville. That's kind of a low number. As both of these pitching staffs are usually, at least the starters for sure, very good. Especially after last night, Jack Liberia got 10 and Roffermill got 5. Here's the 0-1 to Green. That one's in there for a strike, 0-2. 0-2, one out. Kaiser in his first action in over a month. That's back in. Down 6-3 to the Elizabethan, the 0-2. That one misses high. Green holds off 1-2. Kingsport knocks off Burlington 6-2, so they sweep the Sock Puppets. Give Burlington their 10th loss of the year, and Kingsport in sole possession of first place now in the Appia League. That one's off the end of the bat toward Pinkston. Pinkston will look for it, loses it for a second, but finds it the last minute. Gets the out. So Kingsport sweeps Burlington. That's a big-time statement made as Kingsport outscores the Sock Puppets 13-2 in two games. That's very impressive against that good Sock Puppet pitching staff. Johnson leads Bristol 12-1 at top of the ninth. And Princeton leads Danville 7-1 top of the ninth. So looking to wrap up a pair of wins on the Whistle Pigs and the Doughboys. 6-3 lead here for Elizabethan to Connor Price. Looks first pitch, strike 0-1. I believe Evan Lozier's warming up in the bullpen for the River Riders, but that was a quick inning for Fortin, so I wonder how long the closure will come in. Hit off the end of the bat toward Pinkston. Pinkston's going to keep charging back and makes the catch on the run. That's the first 1-2-3 inning of the night for either side. Comes in the top of the ninth. Flyboys need to score 3 runs, have 3 outs to do so. Let's see if the Flyboys can rally. It'll be Will Brown, Andrew Pinkston, and Cameron Laliberte up to start the inning. See what happens when we return. Bava and ninth. Stick and stay on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Flyboys got to score three runs. They have three outs to do so, to maybe push it to extras or score four, you'll win the ball game. Hard to do so as Fortin goes out there for another inning of work. Been a fun one, back and forth. Elizabethan got up with three runs in the top of the fourth and been able to hold off the Flyboys since then. Now have a 6-3 lead as Will Brown steps in to lead off the bottom of the ninth inning. Going to be a good one here. Glad you could join us on the Flyboys broadcast network. We've had rain. We've had wind. We've had home runs. We've had triples. We've had all sorts of excitement here at Pioneer Park. Been a fun one for sure. A fun series. Elizabeth, I'm looking for the sweep. The pitch in there for strike 0-1. Fortin has looked very good in his short work this season and looks to finish this one off and close out the ball game for the River Riders. The 0-1. That one's hit foul, 0-2. Top of the order up of Pinkston and Lala Berte are guaranteed to bat this inning. Liberte has that home run last night, reaching our error and a double tonight. O'Reilly with a home run earlier in the evening. 0-2. And that one's going to hit Will Brown. And so Will Brown, leadoff hit by pitch. That one just barely clipped him. And now top of the order in, Andrew Pinkston steps up with a runner at first and nobody out. Three runs to tie it. Four would win it. For the Flyboys. I get the work here. Nobody out. The leadoff batter, Brown, reaches on a hit-by-pitch. Fires a sport in there for a strike 0-1. Pinkston has the RBI single tonight, but other than that, flew out to first base, lined out the first base, and a pair of ground outs. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Ford. He keeps checking on Brown. Now fires, and that one misses 1-1. Brown scored an RBI single, and that was a great throw from Owusu Asiedu. That was just a bit half a step too late as Brown got underneath the tag and scored the run. That time ended a 1-0 ball game. Now 6-3 lead for Elizabethan, 1-1. Hit toward Basler. Basler with the stop, throws the second for one, fires the first, is wide, and the fielder's choice gets the lead batter. Peyton Basler, once again, a phenomenal defensive play by him. He is getting just a black hole when you hit it toward him. And now, one out. So that is big time for Elizabethan with Cameron Laliberte stepping in. Laliberte with a double, reached on an error his last time up. Double play, if this time if Basler can turn double play, would end the ball game. That one misses outside 1-0. You have Miles Smith and O'Reilly on deck, and if you can get both of these, the next two guys on, the bases loaded for Canada, there's a good chance, since that one's hit foul. 1-1. Canada's had a good series against the River Riders. Three hits last night. Tonight has an RBI double. might be able to reach there, though. There's the 1-1 pitch to Laliberte in there for a strike, 1-2. That's just great movement by Zach Fortin. He is a very good pitcher. And you got to think, if he was here for a little bit longer, would possibly have a chance at some all-star notifications based on his two outings. But, again, not enough innings pitched at this moment. He's looked good so far. 1-2. Check swing, and they're going to say call strike three, and now the Fly Boys are down to their final out. So Laliberte strikes out. First strike out of the game for Fortin, and now down to their final out. Miles Smith will step in for the Fly Boys. Tomorrow, the Fly Boys travel to Johnson City, take on the Doughboys in the first of a two-game set. First pitch set for 7 o'clock. Pre-game show set for 6:45. Hope you can join us at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Elizabethton will be at home for three straight games against the Kingsport Axemen. First pitch in there for a strike on the corner. It's a Miles Smith breaking ball, and it's now 0-1. Brown over at first base. Pitch to Smith. That one's high, 1-1. Smith can hit one to the outfield. Brown has a speed to try to get in and cut to a two-run deficit. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Fortin. Two outs. That one misses low, 2-1. So Fortin looking to get out of this one and get the River Riders their second straight win. Put them at 16-17. Loss would move the Fly Boys 16-19. That one gets in there for a strike. Called strike two. Deuces wild to Smith. And now down to their final strike of the Fly Boys. Would be the fourth straight loss for the Fly Boys. The first time this season they've lost more than three games in a row. It'd be the second straight team to sweep the Fly Boys. 2-2 pitch from Ford, and Ford's going to call time to reset after checking on Brown. It's the 2-2 pitch coming from Fortin to Smith. Fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, ball game over. Fastball blows it right by Smith, ends the ball game. Zach Fortin pitches a gem in relief. Close out this one as Elizabethan just got hot in the top of the fourth, dropped three runs on the river, on the Fly Boys, and held off every single charge from then, scoring in the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning, and then scored one more run in the eighth. Despite a Jack O'Reilly home run, the Fly Boys have now dropped four in a row for the first time this season. Fly Boys look to get off the losing track at 16-19 as they take on the Johnson City Doughboys tomorrow in Johnson City, Tennessee. First of a two-game set against the Doughboys. Before heading home to take on the Kingsport Axemen on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So your final score, Fly Boys fall to Elizabethan 6-3. Gets swept by the River Riders. First time either side has swept the other in this one. So we'll head on to Johnson City tomorrow. Fly Boys and the Doughboys get set to meet in a two-game rivalry set. Fly Boys looking to get back on track after dropping four in a row now. Thank you so much for joining us on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network for an exciting, action-packed rivalry showdown in the West Division of the Appy League. For our entire crew, this has been Richard Martin calling the action tonight. And we hope, if we can't see you at Johnson City tomorrow, we hope you can join us live. 6:45 is the start of the pregame show at flyboysbaseball.com, and get your tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Princess Night on Friday, Jersey Auction on Saturday, and Sunday Fun Day on Sunday. Once again, your final score, Fly Boys fall 6-3 to Elizabethan River Riders. We'll see you tomorrow at Johnson City, beginning at 6:45 for the pregame show. Have a great night, everybody. And as always, stay safe and go Fly Boys.